I remember watching a movie about gangsters and criminals. And there were two wonderful scenes. Because even people who live an evil life sometimes tell the truth. And as a criminal was robbing a store, the owner of the store said, "What do you want?" And the criminal responded quite candidly, "I want what everyone wants. More. More." It is an enslavement of sorts. When we think and accept the illusion that if only I had more, it would be a wonderful life. When a wonderful life is really created by someone who understands where their happiness is. Because criminals, like often most of us, we know what we want, but it is much more difficult to know what we need. And in today's gospel, Jesus tells us, "Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven that no one can steal from you. Your character, your good deeds, your thoughtfulness." It is one of the inescapable truths of this life that when we do sincerely something good for others, it makes us feel good. It actually makes us good. We realize that's what I needed. That's the thing I needed. In that same picture, there was a police officer who caught the robber. And the robber said, Don't catch me, don't stop me, because I have a bomb and I'll blow this store up." And the officer responded, "That's okay, I don't shop here." Ask yourself a question. Where do you shop? Where is your treasure? What is your desire? The Greeks had a saying, one of the pleasures in life is to have little and desire even less, so that you might be a person who is not a cog in a machine, a capitalist person who needs more, but someone who thinks about their own life, who reflects on this gift of being with other people and knows how to manage what they have, what they desire, and what they will have in the future. Store up for yourselves treasures. God says it's good to have treasures. But where are you shopping? What do you need? And what are your desires? Manage that. It is more difficult than managing any business. But this is the business of the life that we have. And we have a very limited time to manage it. So in all the things that you have, during the great fast, this time of joy, the Lord reminds us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your treasure be not in food, not in time, and not in anything else. Because the great fast reminds us, one, give up certain food so you can control your life. Two, pray, give up your time to the Lord. Spend time with Him. Don't be a stranger to Him. And three, do good deeds. Do something good for someone. Say something nice to someone. Become a member of the Compliment Club. Who have you encouraged by your words today? Do not be an endless critic who always has something to criticize and nothing to heal. Be the person who is able not only to criticize when necessary, but to provide a cure. The way we distribute medicine is just as important as what we give. You are given time. Use it well. Use it for your freedom. Know where you're shopping and know what you need, not simply what you desire. Slava Iisusu Hristu.
Amen.